The Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 302. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd to din thine ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. 302.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal, ever merciful, ever gracious, long-suffering, compassionate God, do look down upon us now in mercy. Do instill in our hearts that sense of thy holiness and justice and sovereignty, that we may learn of thy majesty in grace, or that we may reverence thee, for thou art holy, as we come to thy house and as we continue as sped in our lives. But we do come seeking thy grace, Lord, on this thy day in the sanctuary of Zion. Oh, do be pleased. Oh, do be pleased to show forth thy glory from heaven in this our midst, into our hearts and lives. Even the glory of the mystery of the incarnate Son, that we may receive in our hearts by the Holy Ghost your eternal life that is in him, with him, from him. Oh, we pray that we may receive the breath of the Holy Ghost, and that we may know thee as our Lord, our God, our Redeemer, our friend, our husband. It behoves us much, and thou wilt see to it, Lord. Thou wilt see much to thy people, thou wilt deal with thy people, thou wilt teach thy people. Behoves us much to come to thy house in humble confession and godly sorrow. Lord, real heart sorrow for our failings and our forgetfulness of thy mercy and for the terrible corruptness of our nature, indescribable. Oh, we are certainly undone. But oh, that we might hear, oh, that voice of love and mercy sounding aloud from Calvary, says the hymn writer. Ah, we come then seeking thy face. We come with the Greeks of old, that Lord, we would see Jesus. Oh, we pray that we might receive thy love, an eternal love, an everlasting love, an electing love, a sovereign love, into our hearts. Thou knowest all before thee this morning, this day, in this house. Thou knowest where their souls will spend eternity. Thou knowest those whom thou hast redeemed and whom thou hast not and never will favour. Oh, may we be awakened, may we be favoured to be awakened and to see where we are and to receive thy word and to receive thy breath, that we may know that pardoning, sin atoning, soul reconciling blood of Calvary. Oh, we come before thee, Lord, thinking of those lines, sins against a holy God, sins against his righteous laws, sins against his love, his blood, sins against his name, his cause, sins immense as is the sea. Hide me, O Gethsemane. Lord, this is painful. How many are in pain in this thy house this day, in soul desires after the living waters, the great passion of the Son of God. Oh, to know him and to behold him dying in our place. Oh, how many of us are serious concerning eternity. Dear Lord, it matters not to me, but it matters much to me how I am. It is How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thine only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? So we come, Lord, personally, to come to this house, not to sit in the pew as thou hast appointed. We wouldn't be here otherwise. O Lord, we come personally in soul exercise. O dear Lord, hear my groans. Hear our prayers. Hear the prayers of the prisoner in this chapel. Hear those who are sorrowful. Accept the tribute of those rejoicing, those who love thee. Lord, and reveal thyself, show thyself in the gospel to those that seek thee. What we need, Lord, is the earnestness of the Spirit in thy house and in our lives. Oh, we do pray, be exalted. O Son of God, Son of David, Holy Father, we would stand in awe at what at thy glorious provision, and we would value it. We tremble at our failings, our lack of understanding, Lord, our lack of continuance, but the fountain stands open, Lord, a blessed fountain, a healing fountain, a cleansing fountain, a living fountain forever and forever when received. Oh, then do hear us, O Holy Ghost. Blessed Holy Ghost, be in our midst, bring forth the wine of the kingdom of the dear Son of God, the suffering Lamb. May we be broken in heart and rejoice in worship, or may we adore. So we pray for help. O Lord, thou knowest my case. I come before thee, undertake for me. The prayer of Hezekiah suits me much. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Remember this house of prayer. Dear friends, the deacons, be gracious to them, bless them, their loved ones. Undertake for them, the church, the congregation. Oh, go before them. We thank thee for thy mercies to them, Lord, and we pray, go on, build up the church and congregation. Bless the ministry that comes here from week to week. Bless thy servants. Remember Zion this day, thy servants on the walls of Zion, one at Black Boys and Horem, and those elsewhere. Lord, return in Paran the ministry. Lord, bless thy word. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Sanctify these things for our good. Grant, Lord, those healing, recovering mercies. Oh, gather thy people to thyself and to thy arm. Oh, that we may know thee, preparing a place for us, that we might know thee now. Oh, that we might know thee while we're below. For we shall never know thee above, if we know thee not in measure now. Bless all age friends to the end of the journey, and all the weakness and sorrow, bless them indeed, and confirm their interest, and seal thy love upon their hearts. Remember young people going forth in life, in business study. We ask for their prosperity, but above all, above that, they may know thee, and thou wilt bless them. Bring them to know thee and fear thee. Bring them to hear thy voice. Bless the dear children, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. Bless the Sunday school here. So bless this house. Dear Lord, we pray for Zion through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deep places of the earth, in deprivation, war, conflict, persecution, genocide, make waves of escape. O Lord, we would join in. We did not hear, but we would join in. Lord, in the petitions put up this day for this our land, and in that way of thanksgiving and remembrance of thy past deliverances and mercies to us. O Lord, truly, we would acknowledge thy mercies to us over the years, and even of recent times, but we have many more enemies in our midst than the eye sees or the heart understands. Determined, O Lord, that we should be denied our nationship, our sovereignty. Have compassion on us and overthrow their wickedness. Lord, in the highest places, where are those, that fifth column of trendy liberal communism, have compassion on us, those that desire to overthrow our constitution, our heritage. Have compassion on us. But Lord, we confess the sins of the nation. Oh, we contribute to it. May we be brought seriously to consider how we walk in this world. Are we thy witnesses? But we acknowledge thy mercies and plead and implore thee for more. Now, Lord, we thank thee for all thy mercies, tremendous mercies, all thy great goodness, thy kindness, many answers to prayer. Let them encourage me, Lord. Let them be viewed. Let all thy goodness to me be viewed. May I see it, and may I worship. And may we be encouraged to cleave to thee with singleness of eye and heart, to the God of mercy, the God of grace. Lord, they are tender mercies, watchful mercies, delivering mercies, preserving mercies. Oh, may we know these to be eternal mercies toward us. For those spiritual mercies, the throne of grace, we have thy word. We speak generally here, but personally, Lord, personally. Oh, those personal spiritual mercies. Oh, my sins, my sins, my sins. Eternity, judgment day. Yet mercies, mercies. We thank thee for them. So, dear Lord, do continue them. Dear Lord, come. Now what wait we for? It is the hour of worship. O Lord Jesus, I humbly implore thee. Come. Come into our midst. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Remember all in this sanctuary. Awaken. Awaken those who are in a sleep. In a formality. But bless the humble broken heart. Bless the humble heart, the broken heart, the longing heart, the desiring heart, the weeping soul. Lord, remember them, those that know they've got no righteousness and can do nothing good, got nothing of themselves and never will have. May they see their all and all in thee. Holy Spirit, be dew in our midst. Dear Lord Jesus, come. Come, we pray. Plead the name of the Son of God before the throne. Come. We come with the woman of Canaan. Lord, help me. Thou knowest any that have come here this morning. But we understand it is worship, true worship. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. What worship? Think of the man with the lunatic son, when thou didst see to him, and how true thy word is true. God is true. Thy word is true. All things are possible to him that believeth. O Lord, he saw the magnitude of his case, and all he could do was cry out with tears, Lord, I believe, I do believe, but help me, help thou mine unbelief, save me from it. Is there one who comes, Lord, with the prayer of the publican? Oh, we know that prayer is often prayed from a painful place, Lord, a solemn place, a painful place. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But Lord, thou hast been merciful and art merciful, and thou changest not. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, come, come. Overcome. Overcome this service. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come into our hearts, our lives. Come forever. Amen.
Hymn 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O receive my soul at last. Hymn 303.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verses 14 and 15. John 3, verses 14, 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Gospel according to John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Nicodemus was one of those who was to behold the Son of Man lifted up like the serpent was by Moses in the wilderness. But here in this account he has come inquiring. He doesn't know who the Redeemer is. He's come to inquire. Grace will make you inquire. Grace will make you seek. Grace will not let you just assume. There is a vast difference between the natural understanding of religion as is explained to you, or as you might discover by reading, a vast difference to actually being made one who needs this Redeemer, a sinner. Our text is concerning sin and salvation. Dear Nicodemus was told that he must be born again. What he didn't understand was that he was already being in the process of born again. His eyes were being opened to receive an everlasting kingdom. But if you look into his life, that went on continually through the 3 years that Jesus' ministry was given to the Jews. And it seems only at the very end of that period that he openly seemed to come with dear Joseph of Arimathea and to tenderly desire the body of Jesus and to attend to it according to the Jewish laws. Well, dear friends, how does this find us? Think of the Israelite journey. A journey. Oh, how sad. And how sad for some of us if we know not these things. Many people in religion, especially in our circles, want to hear the Lord to speak. Now, that's a very wonderful thing. But God doesn't just keep dropping in words like from the conveyor belt or something like that. I want to hear his voice. I believe I've known it. I believe I have. A voice of love and mercy. But how does it come? Dear friend, it is through the atonement that is before us in the text, the sacrifice of Christ. Oh, surely ask for this to be revealed to your soul, that your soul, if you do by faith, be given by the Spirit that sweet glimpse of the dear Redeemer in your place, in your place, suffering for your sin. That will ravage your heart. Ravage your heart. Ravage your heart. And here is the essence of the gospel. The dear Redeemer lifted up. Now some of you this morning can say, well, this is all ABC stuff. We've heard all about this before. We understand it. We know it. But we're in deep soul exercise and so forth. Well, what's your exercise? Is it about something in the future? Something about you? Of course, younger friends, older friends, I've got lots of exercise. I'll just quote a word. Humble yourselves, says Peter, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. Can you cast it? Can you leave it? The pathway, your position, your future in this earth, family, business, can you cast it? To discover, for he careth for you. Now, that's a good word to me at the moment because I desperately need it. But dear friend, there's something more, something more. Is it well with thee? It will be well with thee if it is, if Christ is yours, while life endure, and well when called to die. You've got to leave your family and your business and your loved ones, these things that tear your heart to pieces. You've got to leave them all behind. Leave them all behind. And where will we spend eternity? So it's not ABC. Is anyone here in this chapel is troubled like those in the wilderness? We have sinned. We have done wrong. I'm not talking necessarily about some outward thing. I'm talking about how we have to bear with ourselves. When Jesus has been so kind, so merciful, so gracious, so tender, so close sometimes. What awful returns, what solemn returns, what disregards. Friend, I know we're not necessarily saying our soul loatheth this light bread. I don't believe a child of God would say this, but he gets a bit used to it and a bit weary of it and then begins to want a bit more. Those who know the Lord, when the Lord has spoken to you, think upon it, when he's blessed you, when he's helped you, when he's been near, are you still living on it now? Oh no, I must, we can't live on yesterday's blessings, we want them fresh. The same manna was the same manna, but it came fresh. Are you doubting what the Lord's done for your soul? Have you moved on from that word? God will let you move on from any blessing you've had. He'll give you more. He'll give you the same in freshness, in tremendous mercy. He'll give you more assurance. He'll lead you on in the pathway and reveal more blessings to you, deeper truths, showing himself to you more through the letters of the gospel. That's what you long for. But have you left your first love, looking for something a bit better, a bit more? Turn your soul back for a moment to when the dear Redeemer spoke to your heart. Are we slighting him? You know, slighting in our modern way is not necessarily a very strong word, but it's an original meaning. It is, and we do slight him, And by that we grieve the Holy Spirit. What is the child of God to do? Are you a sinner? Perhaps there's someone here, I'll move on. Perhaps there's someone here who has got ensnared. Something they shouldn't. And conscience becomes hardened. And, you know, the Lord looks on and he can watch for 3-4 years and let it go on. And he begins to deal with it. Begins to put his hand in. Then the beginning of the cups of sorrow begin to be drunk. Then the discoveries are made. You're a sinner. Always have been a sinner. In your nature, always will be a sinner. It's a very solemn thing to be a sinner. A very painful thing. Came to me in the vestry, Joseph's heart's line. To understand these things aright, this grand distinction should be known. Though all are sinners in God's sight, there are but few, so in their own. To such as these, our Lord was sent. Joseph, heart is right. If you're a sinner, it will bring you pain, defeat, sorrow, hours, and I don't exaggerate, agony, anguish. You cannot hope. You feel you may say this, I cannot hope until the Lord returns. What can I do? What shall I do? What shall I do? What shall I do? Where shall I go? But Joseph Hart says, there are but few so in their own. To such as these the Lord was sent, and they're only sinners who repent. And again, he says in another hymn, to see sin smarts but slightly, it does. To own with lip confession is easier still, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond repression, beyond expression. They murmured. Their soul was discouraged. Was straightened, the margin is. Much discouraged in the way. Friend, they had the manna that morning. And they had the fire. I often say these things, you know I do. They had the fiery, cloudy pillar above them so faithfully. It's true on this occasion, the water of Horeb wasn't following them then. It had done. It had done until they're on the border for 38 years. It by then stopped. God, so wonderfully supplying for those 38 years, was now in those last 18 months. I think it's about 18 months. I would say it was fully 40 years. But there was the beginnings of that journey. And then there was Sinai. There was the long stay at Sinai. From that, when the water was struck, before the law was given. Notice, the water was given before the law was given. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Until they went to the border of the land to Kadesh Barnea. And then Edom refused passage and so forth. They had to go down again and round. And there the Lord supplied water at Arnon, the brooks, and beer and so forth. So here the water isn't supplying, but they've seen the goodness of God, but their soul is straightened. When did you last have a sip of living water? Can God still supply? Look back to your first, the days of your espousals. They're so quickly forgotten. Trials and times and seasons cover them. And very sadly, so do earthly pleasures. Earthly pleasures dampen and grieve the Spirit of God. Yet, I admit, the things I love, earthly pleasures. Now, I'm talking about lawful things. But you, friend, you're going to live in them forever if you left to yourself. God puts in his hand. You're a sinner. Now, do you complain and murmur? It's a very solemn thing. Now, I'm not saying anyone in this chapel would begin to view the Lord's word and his mercies as something loathsome. But do you murmur in your mind? Or are you cross with the Lord? Do you get cross with the Lord? Do you get impatient with the Lord? Put it that way. The sins of impatience, the sin of fretfulness. Where does it come from? Well, from the corruption of our heart, we know that. But look out, look what else. Where have you been? Lack of exercise, lack of nearness. Friend, it's no excuse to say, I can't draw near to God of my own. I can't. But it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. He hasn't changed. I want to come to this text closer now. He has not changed. He has not changed. In this instance, the serpents were sent as just punishment. Friend, have you got just punishments now in your life? Because I have. Corrections that follow me. Corrections following you. And you feel you will be destroyed. Maybe. But God, who is a God of compassion, and I want to bring that out, he would always remember his covenant. God never forgets his covenant. Never, 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 never loses sight of anything. Of his glory, his grace, his people, his will, his love toward his chosen. Never lose sight of it. Never. Ever remembers his covenant. And said to Moses, make a serpent of brass like these that are destroying them and lift it up. Some were left to die, I know. But have you been left to die? Or are you being spared to weep and confess your sin? And behold what God has provided. What God has provided. Friend, an everlasting love has provided. His only begotten Son. The deep mystery is here. Now is he lifted up? Is he lifted up? Poor sinner. 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 Are you mourning? Have you made mistakes? Are you shocked at your spirit and your attitude in life? No man can come to me except the Father draw him. His Father which has sent me, draw him. But Jesus said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Are you one that's brokenhearted? And we can be quite hard-hearted for a long time, even under correction. Are you one? Are you that poor sinner, that poor tried one, who needs the Lord? Who feels your religion is so small? Friend, you're looking in the wrong direction there. You're looking at yourself. Are you looking at other people, aren't you? You're not looking to the Lord when you say, I know so little. My religion's so small. I've not got this experience and that experience. Just be thankful for what the Lord has done for you and made known of his preciousness. And draw on that well. Draw on that well. That well of living water. They will never fail. Yes, you will move on and you will need fresh blessings. You will need another word in season, a fresh word. God will give it to you. But have you forgotten that he's of his former mercies? Salvation was in the word, in the breath of the Spirit. Well, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, says Jesus, he's speaking of himself. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What for? What for? What for? And that lifting up in the serpent in the wilderness had a healing balm. By faith. By faith. By faith, friend. By looking. By seeking. By beholding as a dying man, a dying woman. We're dying. We're dying. It had a healing in it, a blessing, an amazing miracle. They didn't die. There was healing. They would have known the healing. The sting, the pain would have, the swelling, the pain, the fear, the agitation and fear that took it to with that pain began to subside. And so it will in your soul when the dear Redeemer is lifted up in your life and your heart. But what was he lifted up for? The atonement of our sins. And those children of Israel, they looked there with a sentence of death. And their conscience told them they were wrong. I hope some of them, because this is the end of the journey. See, all the fathers that came out of Egypt, most by that time had died. Some of them, those that died probably were the fathers that came out of Egypt. I don't know, I wouldn't know. But you see, this was a younger generation, younger people here, young men and women, no doubt, would be murmuring, were being spared to enter into the promised land. According to God's words, God's tremendous sovereignty. Because, as I said, this is the end of the journey, but leaving that aside, they looked there as condemned, dying, and they knew the healing. What for, dear friend? Their sins. A token of their sins forgiven. The putting away. I don't know how many of them knew that. I wouldn't know that. I have reason to wonder if how. Perhaps very few knew that. I wouldn't know. Jesus said clearly, many called, but few chosen. Very solemn word. What about us now? The dear Redeemer lifted up in the lattice of the gospel at Calvary. Friend, how do you look? How do you look? You've got nothing to look at. Prayer, exercise, the word, the Holy Ghost power. Do you pray for the Holy Ghost? Soul, pray for the Holy Ghost to come, to convince of sin and to lead to Calvary, to Jesus' blood. This is a merciful thing, a wonderful thing that Christ says here concerning himself. Dear friend, dying in our place. The serpent was inanimate. Christ was living. His sacrifice was living. He rose from the dead. He's now a living God, a living Christ in glory. The same as he was when he was on earth, except glorified in his body, not glorified in his being. He was glorified, the glorified one. He didn't have to be glorified, but he's glorified in what he did for the church and in his body. What can you see? What are you drawn to when it comes to this Jesus being lifted up, dying and suffering for sins? Friend, what about my sins then? Oh, for a glimpse. Pray for a glimpse. Pray for another glancing. If you've had one, you'll want another one. And if you don't want another one, you've never had one. You want another one. There's no fullness out of heaven. Jesus is a fullness in the gospel. But that's the fullness of heaven being revealed in a measure. Friend, you can't get used to Christ. Impossible. You'll mourn his absence and long for him more. But he, what I long to know, what you will long to know, is his immutability, his unchangeableness, his goodness still, his love, unchanging love, everlasting love, eternal love, tender love, dying love. But at Calvary, dear friend, you have this view. You have this view of the dear Redeemer's tremendous love, his dying love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Meaning there is gospel following him. What do we view here? Friend, love to bear my sins. And how can I be so base? But that makes the gospel more precious. Look at Jonah. Look at Jonah. Looking again, what for? That sacrifice that lives forever. Calvary lives forever while the world begins. And it'll ever be valued through eternity. It'll be valued and glorified through eternity. When all is well with your soul in the land of peace and heavenly delight, felicity that can never be explained while on earth. But a little sense of it discovered when Jesus is made precious to your soul. But still, the wounds in his hands and his feet and his side, for our love to be praised toward him for it. What a scene of matchless grace, says William Gadsby. It is Jesus in the sinner's place. Jesus in your place, and you're so poor. But he's so rich, so merciful. Friend, his bounty, his supply, his words to your soul. Has the dear Redeemer ever dropped a little word in? Friend, I feel so ashamed of myself as I come in. Time, I've forgotten those times without number. And the very thought that there are times when we've wandered, not forgetting the knowledge of the days of our espousals and his revealing himself to us. But they lay there dormant. They're not in exercise. Our soul isn't broken in love and grace as it used to be. Friend, and there it is. And worse things, I can't go on anymore. We all know how the crap's worse things to even consider. He changes not. Without him we will perish. Without him we will perish. Friend, and without that living desire to go to him, we will perish. And if we're not drawn to him again, we will perish. And that is why his dear people are so concerned to be right at the end. So concerned. Friend, when you feel deserted now, you ponder it. If I'm like this now, and I was called to die, what will it be like with me at the end? How shall it be in the swellings of Jordan? But Jesus was lifted up, friend. Jesus was lifted up and is lifted up. He's lifted up now on the gospel pole. He was literally lifted up at Calvary. And he's now lifted up in the gospel pole. And he's lifted up in your hearts and your lives by the Holy Ghost to look again there. And none shall perish. None shall perish. Friend, confession of sin isn't saying, I'm very sorry, Lord. Although I've said things like that, it's more than that. It's longing for a little understanding of Jesus suffering for my sin, friend, suffering for my sins. Despicable sins, despicable heart, despicable nature. The dear Redeemer, in love and pity, undertook what a dying, If you knew anything of the Lord's dealings and the anguish it brings to your soul, think of what he entered in our place, in our room, in our stead, and died. Lifted up to die. Lifted up to die. Dear friend, Jonah said, yet will I look again. And you will keep looking again. The dear Redeemer said, or the prophet said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God. Look unto me, Calvary. Look unto me, the throne of grace. Look unto me in heaven. Look unto me in the scripture. And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, ends of the earth, ends of the earth. It's a common realization among us all here, I assume, that you didn't have to see the detail of the serpent of brass lifted up. You would have done if you were near it, but those at the end of the camp, it was a vast camp, you know. There weren't binoculars in those days. It was a vast camp. The glint of the sun. They looked. I believe John Bunyan had that in mind when he said, when evangelists said to Christian, see yonder shining light. You see yonder wicket gate? He said, no. He said, see yonder shining light? He said, I think I do. And he was instructed to keep his eye there. And John Bunyan, well, he was an amazing man, one of our greatest divines. I know he wasn't from university or college or Oxford or Cambridge, anywhere like that. But oh, what a tremendous... His book, Come and Welcome to Jesus Christ, some people think it's wrong, I think, in our circles. I've never... Dear friend, do you need him? Is there a welcome? This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. Friend, not just receive them, eateth with them, communeth with them. He eateth with them. And what does he tell them? What does he commune? What does he eat? His sacrifice, the putting away. Look to me, wait on me, touch the border of my garment in prayer, in your desires, in your heart. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came out under the blood of the Paschal Lamb and by feeding on it. Two glorious types of the living church. Two glorious types of the living church. Hiding and sheltering and feeding. And under the hiding and sheltering, when did you last plead Jesus' blood in great need? I'm not saying when you said your prayers this morning. I hope we all do. But when you were in deep waters and how precious it became to your soul. I see the time is running. I mustn't continue too long. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. God's, the Eternal Father's, glorious provision, lifted up to die. Now we've got to die, dear friends. And we don't know how soon. We don't know how soon. We do not know how soon. We are hurtling to eternity. And I'm sure many of us, because I know what I'm like, many of us so unaware of it, perhaps even this morning. I know we've thought of those that died in the wars for our country, but none of us know when the Lord will call us. And after death, the judgment, says the apostle, so was Christ once offered to bear the sins of many. And they that look for him, should he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But he tasted death for every man. That's all his people. You've got to die. Give me a taste of Christ before I die, Lord. Is that Jesus said, seek and ye shall find. Ask, it shall be given you. Some living water give to me, O Lord. Give me a taste of thy love, of thy grace. Have you had it? Have you had it? Don't deny it if you have. Don't you slight him, friend. You'll suffer for it. Don't you slight him. But you say, I want it real. I want it real. Am I deceived? Was it all imagination? Well, now, perhaps you know how I feel when I have to come to preach sometimes. But beloved friend, sin atoning blood, the dying of the Lamb. He died. Give me a taste, Lord. He died. And we hide under that atoning, reconciling blood. The life was in the blood. When they came out of Egypt, so we go and hide now. Under the banner of his grace, his words. The dear Redeemer, now lifted up in glory, appearing for us in heaven. The same, the same, the same. Friend, the living water that you might have had. The word, the bread, friend, is bread of heaven. I spoke last Lord's Day morning from this word. I've probably spoken from it here, I don't know. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Shall live forever. And if you're that poor sinner looking to the dear Lord Jesus yet again, and yet again, and yet again, you cannot die. But you want the Lord to be with you. Your soul cannot die. But how insecure you feel. How insecure you feel. I want to know this. How? How will you know it? When Jesus shows himself. When he comes. Now this is the reality that his people want. You're waiting for it. Waiting for it. Paul says, And them that look for him, will he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And here he says, in the second part of this text, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, a living soul is so exercised to know they are breathing that eternal life. And their sins are forgiven. You've had hope, your sins forgiven. You've had the touch. Some might have had the word. Some might have had a real blessing in it. When Jesus has come, they've known it to be true. But you've sinned again, and we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some solemn examples in God's word of falling away. But Jesus says, the Son of God says, the Son of David says, that whosoever believeth, what does that word mean? I believe his dear people are so afraid to believe, lest they be deceived. But beloved friend, what are you believing in? The atoning sacrifice, the blood of Jesus. That's what your soul longs to enter into, drawn by love, drawn by grace. The light of the Holy Ghost in the soul. To know this isn't just a nominal believing. Your believing is not a nominal believing. You want a receiving believing. A blessed believing, a humble believing, a touching believing, a living believing. But the dear Redeemer, as he is a living stone in Jerusalem and in Zion and in heaven above,
So now everything that the dear Redeemer says and has done on earth, from this scene of his suffering, from his birth to his suffering, to his ascension in glory, his resurrection, ascension and appearing in heaven, it's a living principle, a living blessing. And a living soul wants the living blessing of God's love to them, God's love, his eternal love in the Lamb of God, displayed and known in his Son. There he placed it to be seen and to be drunk. Jesus, the living bread, his broken body. He that believeth. Well, are you one of those poor sinners who need this now again? This is not theory. This is not theory. This is not theory. Give me Christ or else I die. He says, I think it's Medley, I'm not sure. Oh, give me Christ or else I die. Lord Jesus, please come. Now look at the dear disciples. Look at dear Paul. They were just like pilgrims today. How they long to know more. The dear disciples, how they long for him. How they long for heaven. How they long to be with him. How you long to be assured. How you long to have the clouds cleared up. The clouds cleared up. It cannot be till Christ comes and visit your soul. Therefore it's vital that we seek him continually and live of his feet. Oh, you long to live at his feet. Come, Lord Jesus, save me. Come and recover me again. Come and gather me up. Come and draw me to thee. Come, I'm weeping, Lord, after thee. My beloved friends, oh, the sweetness, the simplicity of that faith as a grain of mustard seed, to know that he's never left you, never will, and that he's with yours forever. As did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Oh, for this faith as a grain of mustard seed by the Holy Ghost. Whosoever believeth in him. You're like that man we mentioned in prayer, which you often do these days. Oh, Lord, I believe, and I do, but oh, where am I, Lord? Where's my soul got to? Oh, dear Redeemer, dear friend, do you believe he can recover you from where you are in a moment? He can. He's done so before, hasn't he? And he can again, and he will what's more. Do we believe in his faithfulness? What is it to believe in Christ? To believe in his faithfulness. To believe in his atonement. To believe in his blessing. To believe what he's done for your soul in the preciousness he's done for your soul. Well, perhaps this is ABC stuff, I don't know. But I felt as I came up, I said, Lord, I want you to preach to one poor sinner. If I can find, not for me. If this word was given me, there's a reason for it. Is there one poor sinner here who fails to be that one who's slighted the Lord, slighted him again, forgotten him? The prophet says, you've forgotten me times without number. It's a great mercy when you begin to remember him, isn't it? And grace and God's love will cause you to remember him again and want him again. You may be a wanderer, but are you a returning wanderer? And that's mercy. May you prove it to be your whole life, to be the preparation and the dawning of heaven in your soul. Whoso believeth in him, waiteth on him, weeps before him, cries out to him, Lord Jesus, come, have compassion on me. There are many words on my thoughts as I drove up. He being full of compassion, here he is, full of compassion, forgave their iniquity. Jesus, moved with compassion, said to the man with leprosy, the leprous man, I will be thou clean. And he touched him. Jesus, having compassion on the multitude, is yours an importunate case? You cannot arise to your friend because his request, but because of his importunity. Because you're his friend, but because of his importunity. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? The Lord hears the groaning of the prisoner. He hears the groaning of the prisoner. There is no place on earth too deep where he cannot come. An omnipresent God. God, thou seest me. Hagar had to discover that God saw her where she was. Even the one that was not in the, I'm not saying she wasn't personally, but under the two covenants, she discovered God still saw her. I'll have to leave the word. He that believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is known when Jesus comes. And if your soul is serious and you are a child of God, this won't just be ABC. It'll be XYZ through to the end of the journey, to the very end of the journey. Come, Lord, come. When we have the swellings of Jordan before us. Oh, yet we'll look again. Lord Jesus, come. Living faith is two ways. The Lord is coming to the sinner, and the sinner's coming to the Lord. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. You're the poor comer that can't see anything, but God sees you coming. You look in the Word of God when Jesus was on the earth, how true it is. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must. Oh, what a must was there. Oh, why did I discover that must? Oh, what a must for me. What a must for me. Dying in my place, Lord. Bearing my shame. Oh, the awfulness of shame. Shame will sometimes silence you. You just don't know how to describe it. An utter failure. An utter ruin. And so wretched. And so vile. Lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £805, and for the TBS to £1,640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 158. Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. May I sit for ever viewing mercy's streams in streams of blood, precious drops my soul bedewing, plead and claim my peace with God. 158.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.